Hello everyone, apologies this one is a little late this week. I'm still very ill after 18 days and just when I was getting slightly better I have gone much worse again, so I do apologise for the lateness and for my voice as well, which is slightly affected by the illness. Hopefully one day I'll be better, but today is not that day. I have had to record this quite a few times because I have a chesty cough and I just kept coughing throughout the whole thing, so I'm doing this again. So this is take three and hopefully it'll be third time lucky. This week marks week three of my home training with Tammy, which has now resumed for the new year. One of my training days fell on New Year's Eve, so it was lovely to see my GDMI again so soon after Christmas and to catch up with what Tammy and I had been up to over the festive period. As I mentioned in my previous audio beam recording, I have started to shop independently and that's still something that I'm doing often, which is still quite strange to get to grips with, but feels so wonderful to do for the first time in my life. Whenever someone needs something now, I can just say, I'll get it, and I can nip to the small Tesco Express, which is about a 10-minute walk away, and collect some bits and bobs and feel just like anyone else picking up things and doing errands. I've been about four times now, and each time the customer service has been so wonderful and helpful in getting the items I want, and Tammy is so good with following around the shop and then to the till so that I can pay, and then finding the door on the way out. I haven't taught her any of these things, but she just does them for me, so I'm just so pleased and so happy with her. She's such a little star. For my training with my GDMI this week, I wanted to learn the route to my brother's flat, which is located next to the Salford Quays waterfront, so it's very trendy, very posh, and I wanted to see his flat for the first time because I've never been before. You know, it's been my mum and my dad going via car and, you know, I've always been busy or, you know, I've been at Henshaw's or I've been doing something else. So I've never had the opportunity to go to my brother's swanky flat, but now I can go on my own. So it was good for me to learn this because the stop that my brother uses on the tram and suggested to me as well is called Exchange Quay. But after doing this training session, it was discovered that it wasn't too beneficial for me, as it means crossing quite a busy and large main road, and it wouldn't be very possible to do it efficiently due to how busy it always is. You know, and it's not very safe either, so my GDMI located the Salford Quays platform instead, which is much closer to where my brother's flat is, and then that means I can cross less busy side streets and then turn left where one of the Salford City College buildings is located and keep walking up the quite long road with that busy main road of traffic located at my left-hand side. So it's a good 15-minute walk to get to the Abito building where my brother and his girlfriend live, but I now know where it's located, how many curbs to cross, how many side streets, which stop I need on the tram, and how to cross the platform when arriving and departing. So I practiced it a good five or six times just to really get the route in my mind, as this is somewhere I would love to visit more often. And, you know, perhaps even go out to lunch with my brother and his girlfriend. So that would be really lovely. The place where they live is so well located. They are very close to lots of lovely restaurants in the Salford Quays area, including places such as Matchstick Men and Chiquito's. So, you know, there's a bit of variation and it's just such a really nice place. My training resumes in 2 days' time when I will be looking at training around the Manchester city centre and just locating where some of the different tram stops are and what's available in those particular areas. The first place I'm going to look at is possibly Central Library, where it has been recently revamped and they have taken vision impairment and blindness into account hugely, and have assistive technology and trained staff on hand to help. So I'm really intrigued and, you know, quite curious and would love to go and see what it's all about. Also this week, I began to get in touch with Tammy's puppy walker. As part of the qualification pack, I was given a thank you card to send Tammy's puppy walker in Scotland. I filled out the card, but I also wanted to add my own letter to introduce myself, give my story of vision impairment, how I was introduced to guide dogs, the things I'd done with Tammy so far, and to also keep the line of contact open. So I shared my email address, my Facebook page, as well as my blog, so that the puppy walker could view all of the posts right up to, you know, me waiting to be matched to then the residential training and the home training that we've been doing so far. So she can see all of the progress that we've made and all of the things that we've accomplished together. And we have been keeping in touch. So she did reply to my email and shared a few puppy photos with me, which was just wonderful. And Tammy has a Christmas present in the post at the moment, which hopefully will arrive very soon for her. So she's got a new toy there from her puppy walker. So that's really lovely. And, you know, I'd love to keep in touch with her for as long as possible. Hopefully I can get better soon so that I can start travelling again with Tammy like we did before Christmas. We have quite a few exciting things lined up on our agenda, including a photo shoot with the RNIB, a trip to Harrogate to visit Enshaw's Arts and Crafts Centre as part of my work placement, some interviews regarding a recent illustration I've produced, but I won't give too many details to that as it's not been announced yet. And also a new group called Tech Talk at the Henshaw's Resource Centre in Old Trafford, looking at different accessible technology and apps and sharing experiences, meeting new people through technology. So that seems really exciting, and I'm looking forward to making my own way there and having Tammy by my side in the group and meeting some new people and learning about some of the different apps that are available. So that's it for this week. Only one training day, as the party season is still coming to an end and you know, everyone's just settling back into their old routine. But I am looking forward to my next training session with my GDMI, and as always, I will keep you all updated. So thank you very much and Happy New Year, and I will have a new audio boom recording up very soon.